Welcome to The Flash Politics, where we dive deep into the heart of political news, bringing you the facts that shape our world. In today's episode, we'll take an unprecedented look at the complex legal battles entangling a figure none other than former President Donald Trump. From historic courtroom dramas to Supreme Court deliberations, Trump's legal challenges are not just about one man's fate, but echo questions of accountability, power, and the very fabric of American democracy. Stay with us as we unravel these momentous issues. Our journey begins with a momentous event, the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Laura, can you break down the significance of this trial for our listeners?
Certainly, Wendy. We're witnessing history as Donald Trump becomes the first ex-president to stand criminal trial. The case revolves around hush money payments made on his behalf to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. These payments are alleged to have unlawfully influenced the 2016 election, drawing scrutiny to Trump's campaign tactics and raising broader questions about the intersection of politics, media, and legal accountability.
David Pecker's anticipated testimony seems critical here. What light can he shed on this tangled web?
Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher, is expected to articulate his role in the catch-and-kill process, essentially how certain stories threatening to Trump's campaign were suppressed. Such testimony could significantly bolster the prosecutor's argument, painting a vivid picture of the lengths gone to protect Trump's candidacy.
Amidst this trial, Trump's also contending with another legal battle at the Supreme Court, isn't he?
Indeed. On the very same day, the Supreme Court deliberated on Trump's claim to immunity from prosecution for actions taken during his presidency. It's a pivotal case that stretches beyond Trump, potentially setting a new tone for presidential powers and accountability. Trump's dual courtroom appearances underscore the sheer breadth of his legal entanglements and their implications for the U.S. judicial system.
It's truly an intricate scenario. How is Trump handling this situation?
Despite the legal whirlwind, Trump maintains a campaign-like presence, vigorously engaging with supporters and commenting on his cases. This blend of legal defense and political ambition is unprecedented, highlighting his unique position in American politics and law.
This trial undeniably marks a critical reflection point on accountability and power within our political and legal systems. Thank you, Laura, for that detailed analysis. Let's turn to Lester for another perspective on these unfolding legal challenges. The twin challenges of the hush money trial and the Supreme Court case present a legal odyssey of sorts for Trump. Lester, what can you tell us about the ramifications of these concurrent battles?
Wendy, we're indeed at a monumental juncture in Trump's post-presidential life. The concurrent trials reflect not just personal stakes for Trump, but also carry profound implications for the understanding of presidential powers and accountability. Pecker's testimony in the New York trial and the Supreme Court's deliberation on presidential immunity could significantly shape Trump's legal and political destiny.
Trump's strategic moves amidst these legal battles are noteworthy. Could you elaborate on those?
Absolutely. Despite the legal jeopardy, Trump is adeptly intertwining his legal defense with political strategy. His significant online fundraising efforts amid his criminal trial signify how he's leveraging these challenges to bolster his political base. Furthermore, invoking presidential immunity suggests a tactical delay in his federal election interference trial, a move that intersects legal defense with political ambition.
It's a complex scenario where his legal, political, and financial maneuvers are closely intertwined. Thank you, Lester, for that insightful analysis. Next, let's bring Eugene into the conversation to discuss historical comparisons and their relevance to Trump's trial. The legal challenges Trump faces invite comparisons to past figures like John Edwards and Bill Clinton. Eugene, how does Trump's situation align with or differ from these precedents?
Trump's trial does indeed draw parallels with previous political figures entangled in legal scandals. However, each case carries its distinct context. Trump's trial centers on the hush payment to Stormy Daniels weeks before the 2016 election, contrasting with Edwards and Clinton's cases, which touched on personal misconduct but differed in timing and legal framing. Trump's defense vehemently argues that the payments were a personal matter, not aimed at electoral influence, mirroring strategies used in past political legal battles, while highlighting unique aspects of Trump's case.
The core argument seems to be whether these were personal transactions or acts with electoral motives. Fascinating stuff, Eugene. The interplay of personal conduct, legal boundaries, and political accountability remains as compelling as ever. Thanks for shedding light on these complexities. As we conclude today's episode, it's clear the ongoing legal dramas surrounding Donald Trump are more than just about one man's legal battles. They're about probing the depths of accountability, power, and the sanctity of our legal frameworks. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Until next time on The Flash, Politics.